We are from Doctors for Life, and we've been asked and we have the privilege of presenting this afternoon session for you.
Sikhamba kwa Doctors for Life, odokotela abamele ukuphila, sicela ukuthi ke sizokhuluma nani namhlanje ntambama.
And just a brief introduction, the way I see the battle of a Christian, there are, to simplify it, two types of battles that we sometimes face.
Manga kubeka nje kafishane indlela engibuka ngayo izimpi zomkristu zizigaba ezihlukene kabili.
The ones that we fight as Christians together against evil in this world.
Kukhona lezi esizilwa singamaKristu sindawonye silwa nobubi balomhlaba.
And then there are those battles that are attacking us as Christians, temptations and things that we have to be prepared for.
Bese kukhona izimpi ezihlasela umKristu ngamunye ngamunye izilingo ekudinga ukuthi sizilungele nazo.
A spiritual warfare that's an attack on our own lives.
Ukulwa kokomoya lokho kuhlasela imphefumulo yethu.
And the topics that we are going to talk about this afternoon actually can be both.
Ihloko esizokhuluma ngazo namhlanje ntambama kungaba yikho kokubili.
From us, Doctors for Life, our desire is to warn young people about these issues that could be a pitfall for you.
Inhloso yethu ke kwa Doctors for Life ukuthi sixwayise abantu abasha ngalezi zinto ezingaba izisele ongaphonseka kuzona.
Because these attacks can come to you personally.
Ngoba lokhu kuhlaseleka nawe kungakwehlela ngamunye.
I'm going to ask my colleague Lisa Lombard to start with her presentation first.
Ngizoqala ke ngicele esinaye la uLisa ukuthi aqale akhulume.
And she will tell you what she's going to speak about.
Uyena akuzochaza ukuthi uzokhuluma ngani.
Young people, I thank you for this opportunity.
Basha, ngithanda ukubonga ngaleli thuba.
And I will start by reading a portion from Romans 1st chapter.
Ngizoqala ngokufunda indaba esithola encwadini yabaseRoma esahluko sokuqala.
And because of time, I'll start from verse 26.
Ngenxa yesikhathi ngizoqala evesini lika-26.
Don't be surprised if my Bible sounds a little different to yours. This is the easy to read Bible version.
Ningathukike uma mhlambi kuzwakala kuhlukile kunaloko enjwayele ukufunda emaBhayibhelini elinye ihumusho leli.
I've tried to make it easy and simple for those who are listening and streaming.
Ngizama ukuthi ngikwenze kube lula ukuze nalabo abalalele besemakhaya bakuzwe kahle.
So from verse 26.
Olevesini la 26.
Because people did those things, God left them and let them do the shameful things they wanted to do. Women stopped having natural sex with men and started having sex with other women.
Verse 26. Ngenxa yalokho uNkulunkulu wabanikela ekuhuhekeni okuyihlazo ngokuba abesifazane babo baguqula ukwenza okwemvelo kwaba ngokuphambene nemvelo.
In the same way, men stopped having natural sex with women and began wanting each other all the time. Men did shameful things with other men, and in their bodies they received the punishment for those wrongs.
Ngokunjalo nabesilisa bayeka ukwenza kwemvelo kwesifazane, basha ngokukhanukela nabesilisa benze kuyichilo kwabesilisa, bezitholela umvuzo ofanele ukuduka kwabo.
People did not think it was important to have a true knowledge of God. So God left them and allowed them to have their own worthless thinking. And so they do what they should not do.
Nanjengalokho bengakunakanga ukumazi uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu wabanikela engqondweni yokunganaki ukwenza okungafanele.
And then young people, as I give you this talk, I would like you to keep this verse in mind.
Manje bantu abasha ngiqhubeka nale nkulumo ngizothanda ukuba ngigcine leli vesi nilibambe enqondweni.
Proverbs 24:11.
Incwadi yezaga isahluko samashumi amabili nane ivesi leshumi nomuvu.
If you see someone on their way to death or in danger of being killed, you must do something to save them.
Uthi uma umbona omunye esengozini noma esendleni ekufeni, umele ukuba uthathe isinyathelo ukuze umsindise.
Things that never used to be important has suddenly become important and is being thrown into our laps.
Izinto ebezingabalekile kulesikhathi seziqala ukubaluleka futhi sekuyizona izinto esifundzwa ngazo.
Don't get a shock when I mention this.
Ungathukike mangikhuluma ngalokho.
But there are adults trying to make children believe that they can be trapped in the wrong body.
Kukhona abantu abadala abadukisa izingane ngokutshela izingane ukuthi kungenzeka wena ngane ukuthi lo mzimba okuwo njengamanje akuwona umzimba wakho kufanele.
These adults are saying that boys who feel like they should have been born a girl and a girl who feels like she should have been born a boy, they saying that this idea is normal and that it is true.
Laba bantu ke abadala badukisa izingane bathi uma ngabe umfana ezwela ukuthi empeleni befuna ukuthi intombazana noma intombazana izothi be umfana akukho kubi kulokho kulungile kumele kube njalo.
The young person will think, but this is the way I am. It's not sinful, it's normal.
Bese umuntu omusha akacabanga ukuthi hawu kuyindlela engidalwe ngayo ke vele kusho ukuthi nginjalo akukho okuthusayo ngalokho kukahle nje.
The young person will think and believe this because adults are saying that it is okay.
Umuntu osemusha akakuzwe lokho akukholwe ngoba phela abadala bathi kuye kuyiqiniso kulungile futhi.
Now we have boys that want to dress in their sisters' clothes.
Uthola ke sesinabafana bazwela bejabulile uma begqoke ingubo zodadewabo.
And girls that want to dress like boys.
Kana njalo namantombazana athanda ukugqoka njengabafana.
But young people, let me warn you, it won't just stay there.
Kodwa ke ake ngimxwayise ke abantu abasha ukuthi ngeke kugcine lapho.
This thing will certainly grow and take you down a far worse path of absolute regret.
Lento izokhula kuwe bese kufaka endleleni ezokuphonsa phansi kuyisoleni.
The feelings and thoughts that we feel and think about ourselves can be lies and can lead us to sin.
Imizwa esinayo nemicabango esinayo esizicabangela thina yona kungenzeka ukuthi kube amangodo futhi lokho kungasiholela esonweni.
God's truth should be the thing that leads us.
Iqiniso likaNkulunkulu bekuyilona belimele ukuba lisihole.
If God made you a girl, that is what you are. God does not make mistakes.
Uma uNkulunkulu ekudala wayintombazana, ilokho kuyikhona intombazana, uNkulunkulu akalenzi iphutha.
Young people, you need to be Davids that stand up against the Goliaths of our time.
Ntoba sasidinga ukuthi sifane noDavide. Abasukumayo bame bamelane noGoliath balesi sikhathi.
We are expected to fight against these Goliaths, these lies.
Silindele ukuba silwe nalabo Goliath, silwe nalezimpilo.
Here at this mission, we have tried to open people's eyes to see what the time is that we are living in.
Lana ke mission isizamile ukuthi abantu sibasize ukuba sibavula amehlo babone ukuthi isikhathi sini lesesiphila kusona.
Our time looks very much like the time of Noah, where people were doing what they wanted, having no fear of God.
Isikhathi zethu ziyafana nalezi zika Noah, la abantu bebenza abakuthandayo bengamesabi uNkulunkulu.
Young person, if you are struggling with any of these things, these sins that I will mention, don't ignore it.
Ngakho ke bantu abasha uma kwenzeka ukuthi unenkinga ubhekane nalezi zono engizozibala manje, ungakubukeli phansi lokho kushaya indiva.
Get help and pray because we are here for you and cry out to God.
Thola usizo, thola umkhuleko ngoba sila ngenxa yakho ukuze uNkulunkulu akusize.
And don't think that the things that I will mention are crazy or not real.
What about lezi zinto engizozisho manje kuyizinto ezingenzeki noma kuyizinto nje ezinganekwane?
Because this is happening overseas and he's coming to South Africa.
Ngoba lokhu sekuyenzeka emazweni aphesheya futhi kuyeza nalakwelakithi.
It is now being established that a man can be born in the wrong body.
Manje sebeya kusho ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi umuntu wesilisa azalwe kodwa umzimba kuwo kungewona umzimba afanele ukuba kuwona.
If you are streaming and you can see, you'll see the first cover page of new legislation that the political party called the DA is bringing in.
Kusho ukuthi kulaba nenhlanhla ukuthi bayabuka kwenzakalayo la la screenini sinakho imthetho ohlongozwa iqembu le DA ukuthi ungene.
They want schools to teach young people in life orientation lessons that men can be born in a woman's body and a woman can be born in a man's body.
Bathi ke laba beqembu le DA bafuna ukuthi ezikoleni ufundise ukuthi kungenza ngempela ukuthi owesifazane azalwe semzimbeni owesilisa nowesilisa azalwe semzimbeni owesifazane.
Anybody who calls this behavior a sin is accused of hating homosexual people.
Bathi ke noma banike obuka lo mthetho noma lokhu njengesono lo muntu lowo ubeka njengomuntu obazondayo onqingile.
And to that I will reply with Proverbs 27 verse 6.
Kulokho ke ngiyophendula incwadi yezaga isahluko samashumi amabili nesikhombisa ivesi ngelesithupha.
The wounds of a friend are faithful, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
Amanxeba othandayo athembekile, kepha ukwanga kwesitha kuyachichina.
It might not feel nice when somebody tells you the truth.
Kwesikhathi akuzwakali kumnandi, akuzwakali kahle uma umuntu eqondisa ngqo ngeqiniso.
But if you set your heart to learn from it, God will greatly bless it.
Kodwa uma uyihlolisisa inhliziyo yakho ukuze ufunde kuloko otshelwa khona, uNkulunkulu uyakubusisa.
In the next picture you'll see
isithombe silandelayo kwababukayo siyabona la.
That boys can tell the teacher now by what name he should be called. He can now be called a girl's name.
Kuthiwa abafana sebengazikhethela manje atshela uthisha ukuthi iliphi igama yena athanda ukubizwa ngalo. Uma ethanda ukubizwa ngegama lentombazana uzobizwa ngalo.
In the next picture you'll see that boys are now allowed to compete in girls' sports and girls can compete in boys' sports.
Masibuka lana kuyavela ukuthi abafundi bangangena noma kumiphi imidlalo. Umfana angangena adlale imidlalo yamantombazana nentombazana okunjalo idlale imidlalo eyabafana.
As you can see, I'm not making this up. This is a copy of the legislation they want to bring to South African schools.
Njoba nibona ukuthi akukhona nje lokho engikusho mina, nawufakaze ngivezayo la ukuthi into le ecashunwa emthethweni abawuhlongozayo ukuthi ungene ekoleni zakithi.
In the next picture you'll see that boys and girls are encouraged to use the same toilet and changing rooms.
Kulo landela umthetho kuyavela la ukuthi bafuna ukuthi kuvumeleke ukuthi abafana namantombazana bangasebenzisa izindlu ezincane ezizodwa nezindlu zokushintsha bashintshele nje ndawonye.
If the DA gets it right to make our children believe that this is normal, then our children will see no need to change.
Uma ke iqembu le DA liphumelele ukwenza lokhu ukuthi izingane zibone ukuthi hayi umuntu akwenza kuye emzimbeni kuyinto ejwayelekile, ngeke basiboneke isidingo sokuthi baguquke.
Especially when freedom is possible in Jesus Christ.
Ikakhulukazi kangangokuthi kulokho ukuthi inkululeko ingatholakala kuJesu Kristu.
In America and in England, when they put in place the same ideas and guidelines for their schools,
laphana ke eMelika naseNgilandi ngesikhathi nabo belandela imithetho efanayo nale ehlongozwa iDA ezikoleni zabo,
which the DA now wants to bring to South Africa.
Lena ke DA ithanda ukuthi kulethe la kwelakithi.
They are actually saying that men and women can be born in the wrong body.
Ngalokho bagcizelela khona lokho ukuthi umuntu angazalwa esemzimbeni engona afanele ukuthi abe kuwo owesilisa noma owesifazane.
And this is not even supported by science.
Lokhu abakusho yinto angeke bathole ngisho ubufakazi kuyona, ngisho nakweze science azikufakazeli lokho.
In the next picture, I want to show you something that Edmund Burke said. He said,
ekulesithombe silandelayo ke ngithanda ukuthi nginivezele owasho Edmund Burke owasho lamazwi.
The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Uthi ke into eyodwa nje edingekile ukuze ababi noma ububi buphumelele, diyeka nje kuphela ukuthi laba abantu abalungile bahlale nje bathi deke bangenzi lutho.
Young people, don't sit and think that you don't have to do anything about this.
Akho bantu abasha, ningahlali nje nicabanga ukuthi akukho eningakwenza ngalokho.
Don't think this won't affect you.
Ungacabanga ukuthi wena lento ikude nawe ngeke izikuthinte.
That this is just something the political parties are doing somewhere over there.
Ngicabanga ukuthi into nje enziwa osopolitiki namaqembu abo le kude.
Don't think I'm just a young person, I can't do anything about it.
Ngicabanga ukuthi hayi mina ngisemusha akukho singathelo engingasithatha.
David felt the burden to do something about the injustice.
UDavide yena weza umthwalo ukuthi anyakaze kube khona kwenzayo ngokungabikho kobulungiswa ngesikhathi sakhe.
The majority of South Africa do not agree or like these guidelines, but they do nothing about it.
Abaningi balaningizimu Afrika abathandi futhi abahambisani nalokhu, kodwa nakuba kunjalo akho singathelo abasithathayo.
Young people overseas went to the doctor to take dangerous pills to try and change their bodies.
Abantu abasha bale emazweni aphesheya bahamba baya kodokotela beyothatha imithi namaphilisi abizayo bezama ukushintsha imizimba yabo wesifazane azenzwe wesilisa wesilisa azenzwe wesifazane.
They went to have an operation to try and cut off their normal body parts.
Bahamba bayo ngene ukuthi baoperate umuntu ahlinzwe kususwe le ingxenye zomzimba anazo adalwe nazo.
And then they would think that this would now make them the opposite sex.
Bese ke ngokwenza lokho umuntu ucabanga ukuthi sekuzomshintsha ke ngokuthi usesuse ukuthize noma usefaka ukuthize usezoba omunye umuntu obunye obulili.
They were not warned that for the rest of their life they will have to be in and out of hospital because these new private parts are not going to work properly.
Abazange baxwayiswe ukuthi ngokwenza lokho eyohlinzwa usezoba umuntu ozoloko ephume ngenile sibhedlela impilo yakhe yonke ngoba phela lezi zitho zomzimba asefakwe zone kungezone zakhe adalwe nazo ngeke zisebenze kahle.
This has left many young people devastated, shocked, depressed, and even wanting to commit suicide.
Lesenzo ke sishiye abantu abaningi abasha becindezelekile, bekhathele, abanye bawo baze bafisa ngisho ukuyibulala.
Now many young people are standing up and warning and speaking against these very things.
Manje uyathola ukuthi sebekhona abantu abasha labasukumayo bemelana nalezi zinto.
An Australian doctor said that many kids coming to him are just doing it to get the attention from their friends. They think it's a fashion.
Omunye udokotela wase-Australia wathi abaningi abasha beza kuye, beza nje kuye ngoba bezokwenza lokhu befuna ukuthokozisa abangani babo kuyi-fashion nje kubona.
And young people, I want to warn you.
Akho bantu abasha ngithanda ukuba nginqwayise.
Do not believe everything you see on television or on social media or on the radio.
Ungakholwa ikona konke okubonayo kwiinkundla zokuxhumana ama social media, ko TV nasemsakazweni.
Because the world is going to tell you that you're doing a brave thing, that you're a hero for being the opposite sex.
Ngoba izwe lona lizokunqoma bathi hawu iqhawe ngokuthi wena usukwazile ukuthi uyishintshe ubulili bakho.
You might even see children in the media being praised by the world for cross-dressing.
Ungazibona kwesikhathi izingane zinconywa kwizinkundla lezi zokuxhumana ezikhona benconywa ngendlela abagqoke ngayo ephambene nobulili umuntu akubona.
We already see it in America and in England.
Siyakubona kakhulu emazweni njengoMelika neNgilandi.
Young people, we are living in such a scary time.
Bantu abasha siphila ezikhathini ezesabisayo kakhulu.
But also a great time, opportunities where we can stand for the truth.
Kodwa ke futhi kuyizikhathi la singakwazi ukuthi simele khona iqiniso siwasebenzise lamathu.
The world is saying that anyone who disagrees with homosexual and transgender people are homophobic or transphobic.
Izwe ke lithi bonke labantu abamelanayo noNqingili nabamelana neitabane labo bantu labo banenzondo ebhekiswe kulabo abantu.
And they will say that we hate them because we tell them that their behavior is a lie and sinful.
Bathi bayabazonda ngenxa nje ukuthi babatshela ukuthi lento abakholwa kuyona iyamanga futhi kuyisono.
The Bible says that there will come a time where people will call good evil and evil good.
IBhayibheli liyakusho vese ukuthi kuya kufika isikhathi la bantu bezophambanisa izinto okuhle bathi kubi, okubi bakuncome bathi kuhle.
You'll find that in Isaiah 5 verse 20.
Lokho siyakuthola encwadini kaIsaiah sahloko sesihlanu ivesi lamashumi amabili.
So because we tell confused people that there's freedom in Jesus Christ and from their sin we are called haters.
Ngenxa yokuthi sitshela abantu ukuthi kukhona ukukhululwa kuJesu Kristu bangakhululeka ezonweni zabo
Young people, remember that when a friend tells you that your behavior is wrong, it might hurt you and not feel so good at first. But that friend who encourages you to do the right thing is a faithful friend. An enemy will tell you to do whatever you want without trying to correct you. Like when a child wants to play with a group of friends and the parents can see that these friends are not good. They will think, they can see that these friends will only lead their child on the wrong path. The child might think that the parents do not want to allow him or her to have fun and enjoy this life. So the child sees his parents as the enemy who wants to rob him of fun. Little does that child know that his parents see what he does not see and is trying to save him. Now I'm going to show you some real life examples, young people. If we could go to the next picture. You'll see a frightening thing if you are streaming. You'll see a man with a wig and a lot of makeup holding a child. Next picture. And in the next picture, you'll see another man doing the same thing. He's not holding the children, but he's sitting on a chair reading to children in a public library. He's wearing a very short skirt and a wig and a lot of makeup. And he's reading a book to the children that is making it sound normal to be trapped in the wrong body.
These
events are all over America.
And they
call it Drag Queen Story Hour.
Next
picture. Here you will see a celebrity called Angelina Jolie, that is her daughter.
She looks
very comfortable being a girl. And the picture right next to it, you can see how unhappy she's starting to look, but this because now she's deciding to be a boy.
Next picture.
Here's another picture, another example of a girl. As you can see the picture there, which says before, she's beautiful, she's got long hair, she looks like a girl. Then she started believing the lie of the devil and started trying to change her body. Wanting to look like a boy. Next picture. Here are examples of men who are trying to be women, who are taking part in women's sports in America. For those who can't see, I'll describe it to you. In a row, there's a lot of women, a few women, about five. And then you have this very tall man.
Next picture.
Here's another picture of a man that's busy playing rugby that's meant for women. Keep in mind, young people, boys or men are much stronger and faster than women in general. And this is a scientific fact. If a man claims to be a woman and takes part in women's sports, immediately these biological facts give him an advantage. Next picture. Here we see a girl that's busy taking tablets to make herself a boy. You can see she's already busy. She's already stronger, and she's now wrestling other girls in a sports called, I think it's just wrestling.
Lana intombazane dlama philisi izama ukuyiguqula ukuthi fane nowesilisa siyabona lana siyaqala uyashintsha futhi usengena nasezintweni njengoma wrestling ezenziwa besilisa.
Next picture. Here is a picture of a man.
Lana siyabona isithombe sowesilisa.
And he changed himself to be a woman, or he tried. And now he's taking part in women's fighting sport and he's winning. In one of his competitions, he actually cracked the skull of his female opponent. Next picture. There's an example of him while he's busy fighting a woman. Next picture. Okay, and my final example is another picture of a man or a boy who's busy running against girls in athletics. This has made girls around America very upset. Obviously, because these boys are much stronger and faster and they are taking over the competition. Now, young people, just in case you are thinking this, I want to talk about where these feelings and thoughts and lies sometimes can start. Some girls feel uncomfortable in their bodies because they think, if I was maybe a boy, this would not have happened to me. I wouldn't have been raped. But many boys have been hurt in the same way.
Kodwa bakhona futhi nabafana abanaloko ukucabanga okunjalo.
Some of these children were exposed to pornography.
Ezinye zale ingane zaqala zaboniswa noma zabonizithombe zabantu abahambaze.
Maybe you are alone, you are a lonely child and you want to get the attention and acceptance of your friends.
Mhlawumbe uyingane ekhula nje ihleli iphili ngayodwana njalo ufisa ukuthi wamukelekeke manje kubangani bakho bakuthanda.
But young people, I want to tell you that Jesus is bigger than anything we ever been through.
Kodwa abantu abasha ngithanda ukuthi nginitshele lokhu uthi Jesu mkhulu ngaphezu kwazo zonke izinto esake sadabula kuzo.
There is victory and healing in his name.
Kukhona ukunqoba, khona ukwelapheka egameni lakhe.
God is faithful.
uNkulunkulu uthembekile.
And I would like to close with this last sentence.
Ngithanda ukuba ngivaleke ngalomusho olandelayo.
Refuse to be part of this culture, young people.
Bantu abasha yenqabani, ningavumi ukuba nibe ingxenye yaleli siko impilo lamanje.
Reach out to others and stand up against this.
Kodwa nani sizani nabanye nime futhi nimelane naloko.
Pray also, pray for God to work.
Nikhuleke futhi ukuba uNkulunkulu asebenze.
Pray for the children of South Africa.
Khulekele abantwana izingane zalayini ngizima Africa.
Because we serve a God who gives life to dead bones.
Ngoba sikhonza uNkulunkulu okwazi ukuthi amathambo amhlophe afile awaphi ukuphila.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
At Doctors for Life, one of the main principles that we stand for is sound science in the medical profession.
Kusuthe njengenhlangano yodokotela Doctors for Life thina simele nje okuyikhona kwezinto ezihambisana kahle nesifundiso okuyisona sona nokwezo science.
I'm sorry if I missed it, but we actually just made a submission on this and we presented the science on this topic that Lisa spoke about.
Kulesi sihloko lesi ekhulunywa ngaso manje bekhuluma ngaso uLiza la sesifakile thina safaka izikhalazo njengenhlangano yodokotela.
And so when I spoke in the beginning of the fight that we have to fight, it's both for us individually to guard our hearts, to keep our hearts pure, but also while being in the fight and helping others to see the truth.
Kulempi ebengikhuluma ngayo eqaleni ukuthi simele ukuthi silwe ukulwa okuhle ngaloko kulwa simele futhi ukuthi sikugade nabanye sivikele nabanye sibe siseqinisweni.
A topic that I'm going to speak about today is social media.
Isihloko engithanda ukuba ngikhulume ngaso namhlanje ngithanda ukuba ngikhulume nge-social media iy'nkundla zokuxhumana.
And I said to the CEO of Doctors for Life, Dr. Albie van Eerden, there is this topic I believe is an attack on our young people like never before.
Ngisiloke kumqondisi jikelele wenhlangano yakwa Doctors for Life ubaba uDokotela van Eerden ukuthi lesi sihloko lesengikhuluma ngaso indaba le ye social media kuyiyona into abantu abasha abahlaselwa ngayo kakhulu ngenye indlela kulesi sikhathi.
The devil uses social media in the young people's lives.
USathane uyayisebenzisa lezi nkundla zokuxhumana empilweni zabantu
abasha. You young person, if you are busy with this, listen now and may the Lord help you to see what you are really busy with.
Uma wena umuntu omusha ubhizi ngalezi zinto, lalelisisa kahle manje futhi kwangathi uNkulunkulu angakusiza ubone ukuthi lokho kwe obhizi ngakho kunjani kuyokholelapha.
If you don't mind just translating it from what I'm going to read from the Bible, in Luke 11, verse 21 to 23, it says the following. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace.
Encwadini kaLuka, isahluko sika 11, ivesi ngelika 20.
11, verse 21.
Ivesi ngelika 21, kufundeka kanje. Uma isikhwega sihlomile silinda umuzi waso impahla yaso ihlezi ngokuthula.
But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor and which he trusted and divides his spoils.
Kepha nxa unamandla kunaso esisukela asinqobe uyasaphuca izikhali zaso zonke ebesizithembile.
These are the words of the Lord Jesus. And then the last verse I'm going to read from this portion, verse 23. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters.
Ivesi lokugcina ngizocaphuna la lamashumi amabili nantathu. Ongenami umelene nami.
I don't want to go too much into the context of why the Lord said these words, because he was under attack at this stage from Pharisees and people who were non-believers. But it's this portion that he ends with. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. And if we'll have time, I'll get back to the armor part. Friends, there's possibly few things in this day that scatters as much as social media. The impact of social media on our young people's lives is incredible. And I'll get to some of the specifics just now, but let's just look at why I'm saying this. Why is it such a big problem? Well, it's a voice, it's a mouthpiece for people. It's a computer-based technology that through applications and programs, you can create and share content through social networking through all over the world. And whether it's through hate or violence, speech or video content and pictures, these things spread in a very big way across the whole world. And in the past, I think at youth conferences, we've often spoken about social media and one portion of it, and that is the attack on young people through pornography, sexting, predators following young girls and trying to find out where they live. And these things are all very relevant, but today allow me to focus on a part that we don't normally speak about.
Lies.
Amanga. Anger.
Ulaga.
Violence.
Yimpi.
Crude language.
In other words,
swearing people.
Kutukaniswe.
Blasphemy.
Ahlambalaze.
Hatred to one another.
Abantu bazondana nomunye nomunye.
And then at the end, maybe I'll just quickly touch on censoring by these media groups. You can't vent yourself on social media through some of the things that I've just mentioned and think there's not going to be consequences. Let's look at how many people use this medium. Twitter, about 330 million people. Interestingly, mostly men. Now, for those who don't know, who might be parents, Twitter is mostly a medium where, like a mass SMS system, where you text message something, but that the whole world can see what you are typing.
SMS,
mostly young people use this.
Facebook,
about 1 billion people use it.
If
I'm not mistaken, there's about 5 billion people in this world, am I right? That means it's about a fifth of all people in this world that use Facebook, if I'm correct. I'm just going to go through the others. Instagram, 800 million. It seems like that's also about a billion now. Pinterest,
322 million.
And there are many others as well. I'm just using examples of the main social media that young people are using. TikTok is also something mostly young people use, as far as I know. That's another 800 million. And then I'm going to mention WhatsApp as well. That's 68 million, but in South Africa, it's extremely popular.
Abantu abalawo 68 million kodwa la eSouth Africa idume kakhulu iWhatsApp.
Now I just want to clarify something here. Although WhatsApp doesn't work like Twitter or any of the other social medias, it's a tool that some people use to get information from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Pinterest, and then bring it into WhatsApp.
Nakubake WhatsApp yona ingasebenzi njengalezi ezinye. So don't get me wrong,
I'm not saying using WhatsApp is wrong.
But it
is a medium that we have to be careful for, where people spread things on it that can cause some of these things that I've mentioned, hatred, anger, and violent behavior, that you participate in it and you might not even know it. Somebody once said that cell phones can be like fire extinguishers. For a Christian, especially young people, and we're talking about the fire of God, that zeal to keep your heart pure and to live a pure life and to be an example and to allow God to work in your life. And then there's the other fire. And this is the one that I want to talk about. Can we read from James 3 you can read it when you have time from verse 5 to 12. I'm not going to read everything now, but that's the portion that I'd like to refer to. And this fire is the tongue of man. Verse 1, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. And then verse 5, see how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire by hell.
Nolimi lungumlilo, ulimi lumi luyizwe lokungalungi phakathi kwezitho zethu, lungcolisa umzimba wonke, luthungela ukuphila konke, luthungelwa ishoko.
Due to time, I'm just going to read that portion.
Ngenxa yesikhathi ngizofunda nje leyo ngxenye kuphela.
A fire that is set that starts in hell.
Umlilo lowo othungelwa ishoko.
It's incredible to see how people spread lies and attack other people when they say something and the other person doesn't agree with it.
Kuyamangaza indlela abantu abakwazi ukudlulisa ngayo amanga bawasakaze ngenxa yokuthi lo munye umuntu ukhuluma into abangahambisani nayo.
And some people think that spreading things on social media doesn't have the same repercussions. They don't really know who I am because I'm sitting here and the person that I'm attacking is even in another country or in another town. But it does tremendous harm. And it starts with yourself.
Abanye abantu abazi ukuthi lokho kuyingozi kangakanani ukudlulisa iy'nkulumo ukhuluma ngomunye umuntu. Bayitshela ukuthi hhayi ngoba mina ngila lo muntu akangiboni futhi kwelinye izwe noma kwelinye idolobha.
You know, 20 years ago, if you wanted to say something, you had an opinion about something, you would have to pick up the phone and phone your friend, and it would be maybe one or two in the audience, or maybe you would be a group of five people. And sometimes in that group, there would be somebody that disagrees with you, and that would sometimes keep that person, we say an expression, in his place.
Eminyakeni mhlawumbe ngamashumi amabili edlule uma ubufuna ukukhuluma into mhlawumbe ubuzothatha ucingo ushayele lowo muntu ubeke lo mbono wakho kwesikhathi ukhuluma uphakathi kwabantu kube khona oyedwa mhlawumbe ongahambisani nalo mbono wakho bese kubuyisa.
You would also be more careful to say something that's not correct because you would think also how would others take what I say if I don't explain it well, or how would they perceive what I say.
Futhi buzoqaphela futhi ukukhuluma noma yini ngoba buzocabanga ukuthi laba abanye bazozwa kanjani uma ngikhuluma lento mhlawumbe ngeke ihlale kahle kubo.
But social media has become a place where people just vent themselves. They just quickly say whatever comes to mind out of anger or hatred that they maybe harbor in their hearts.
Kodwa ke social media yona isidale okunye la umuntu avele nje akukhululeka akhulume noma yini ayithandayo lokho ukuthi akakusho akusho engenandaba.
Is this really something a Christian should engage in? Is this something that a Christian should be busy with?
Ingabe lento yinto ngempela umuntu omkhristu ingakuya zibandakanya nayo.
And with social media, these things that you say can spread like wildfire.
Manje ke kulezi nkundla zokuxhumana lento esukuyibhalile lapho ihamba njengomlilo into ngeke ukwazi ukuthi uyivime.
In Proverbs 18 it says a fool has no delight in understanding but in expressing his own heart.
Encwadini yezaga kuyasho ukuthi isula asinandaba nalokho ekusho ukuthi kuyowenzani kodwa nje uma sona sikhulume lokho kusenhlizweni yaso.
And people get addicted to seeing how many likes they can get, how many thumbs up they can get by posting something.
Manje abantu bajabulisa ukuthi uma usungene kulezi inkundla wafaka into abantu abayithandayo sebeyaveza kuyayibona nezibalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bayithanda lento engiyifakile.
And then they get motivated even more.
Ngalokho ke baqhuquzele ukuthi abaqhubekeke bakwenze kakhulu.
And so a whole mob of people come together that maybe otherwise would have never met and they fire up each other with evil.
Bese ke sigcina uthola isixuku sabantu sesihlangana ke mhlawumbe besingeke sihlangane sesifakwe lo moya walento eshiwo sebeyahlangana ke bafakana umoya futhi kwabona.
I'm going to try to use just a few quick examples.
Ngizozama ukusebenzisa nje izibonelo ezimbalwa.
Now the fascinating thing about the thumbs up and thumbs down is that sometimes people press that button for the most inappropriate reasons, and Christians included.
Manje ke kulezi nkundla ke ngoba uma ufake into abayithandayo bafaka isithupha esikhomba phezulu bacindezela sona uma ufake into abangayithandi kuba isithupha esibheke phansi abantu bayacindezela nje lokho benganakile kwesikhathi ngisho namaKristu.
A video is posted of Christians standing together or a group of people that are pro-life and somebody comes who's against them and he punches one of them in the face.
kwesikhathi kufakwe amavideo abantu mhlambe bahlangene balwela ukuphila kuqhamuka omunye umuntu mhlambe ashaye omunye oyedwa wabo ngesibhakela.
And the pro-life person doesn't react.
Bese lo muntu lo omi lapho olwela ukuphila yena angenzi lutho.
Somebody else stands there and videos everything.
Bekhona omi lapho uthatha ivideo.
Sends it out on social media, all these platforms I mentioned.
Thathe leyo video leyo ayisakaze umhlaba wonke kuzo zonke lezi nkundla engikhulume ngazo.
The non-believers all hit like because they say, yeah, I'm glad that that person was hit in the face.
Bese bonke abangakholwa bashaya lesithupha esithi siyayithanda thina lento ngoba simbonile lo emshaya lo muntu okholwayo ebusweni.
And then Christians and pro-lifers, they also hit the thumbs up button.
Bese kamaKristu wona abakuthandayo ukuphila nabo futhi bacindzele le button elithi siyakuthanda lokho
kulungile. Because they're happy the world sees how they are treated.
Ngoba bona baqonda ukuthi bayajabula ukuthi izwe liyabona ukuthi baphathwa kanjani.
Interestingly, some believe that the whole thing about thumbs up and thumb down comes from the gladiator times where the crowds would roar that to say whether a person should be killed or not.
Abanye bakhole ukuthi yona lento yokumisa ithupha noma uzehlise isukela kwisikhathi sama gladiator labe kubulawa abantu khona abantu bajabule bamemeze ngokubulawa komuntu.
Then there's a person who went hunting.
Khona umuntu ohambe ozingela.
I think he was a doctor.
Cabanga ukuthi wayeudokotela.
He shot a lion.
I said edubule ibhubesi.
Unfortunately this lion was used in a movie.
Leli bhubesi alidubulayo lase liyasetshenziswa kwimovie.
And within a few days a whole mob of Twitter users and social media users attacked this man.
Kungensuku ezingakhi kwenzekile lokho. Abantu abaningi igcuka impela kulezi inkundla zokuxhumana uFacebook noTwitter bayihlasela le ndoda.
This is what some of the tweets said.
Babebhala ke ku Twitter abanye besho kanje.
Dear, I'm not going to mention his name.
Basho ukuthi sibanibani ngeke ngiliveze igama lakhe.
Haven't you died a slow gut sickening death yet?
Bathi awukafi yini ukufa ukubulala kancane na.
Young people have been known to commit suicide with some of these type of reactions that people give.
Abantu abasha kuyazi ukuthi abanye babo bagcina sebeyibulala ngenxa yendlela abathola bependuleka ngayo kulezi inkundla abakuzona.
That person who wrote that never gets attacked and he's still fine.
Lo muntu yena obhala lokho kunje akahlaselwa umuntu akanankinga futhi.
I think the doctor eventually had to leave town because his life was threatened.
Ngicabanga ukuthi udokotela lo wagcina sehamba eushiya nalo umuzi ekuona ngoba impilo yakhe yayisengcupheni.
In another case I can just briefly mention before we end was where a person was seen in a photograph in some kind of a protest. This was a few years ago.
Eminyakeni edlule khona wabonakala behlangene endaweni athize labantu babekade kunesiteleka khona.
He was a professor and some people in his university wrongly thought that was him in the picture, but he was actually having dinner with his wife in a completely different state, in a different place, different town.
Waye uprofessor wayesebonakala kulesithombe abantu beyitshela ukuthi uye kanti yena wayengekho nalapho ngesikhathi kwenza lokhu wayebhizi edla nomkakhe kwenye indawo.
And within a short while he was threatened that so much that he eventually, because they quickly can find out where you live because you post everything in your Facebook page, he had to move. He slept somewhere else that night with his wife just for fear of their life. And it wasn't even him.
Kwaze kwamphoqela ekutheni indlela babemhlasela ngayo kwabiza ukuthi aze asuke athuthe la ekade khona ashiye umuzi wakhe olala kwenye indawo ngoba phela abantu bafaka ngisho namakheli abo ukuthi ukuphi usebenza phi bakufaka kuzo lezi nkundla zokuxhumana.
Young people, pray for discernment.
Bantu abasha khulekelani ukuhlukanisa.
Should a Christian be engaging in these things?
Kumele yini ukuthi umKristu angene kulezi zinto?
No.
Qha.
I don't know if Baba Dube wants to end with prayer. If there's time. There's no time. Shall we just pray then? Lord, we thank thee for your truth and your grace. Please help us, Lord. And the young people with all these attacks that they'll have wisdom and discernment.
Amen.
Amen.